It's time for Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. After 4 weeks a year ago, Beavers were 2-2. Ask any of the players from last year, a players-only meeting turned the season around. Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com and Bemidji's First City Liquor Store. Player-only meetings get a lot of publicity because they don't happen very often. They did last year for BSU. 2-2 through 4 weeks, the Beavers knew they needed to turn things around. After a homecoming loss to Augustana, the Beavers hosted Minot State. Beaver head coach Brent Bolte talks about the importance of that meeting.
It's a great story, right? Like, if we'd have went 5-6 on the year, no one would care about that players meeting. But yeah, the kids were frustrated after we played back-to-back weeks and were in games and then found out a way just on our own and just self-inflicted a lot of things. So they led that meeting and coaches were out. And it wasn't a little 5-minute deal. It was more like a 45-minute, address issues and things, were some frustrations, and kind of cleared the air and they walked out of it and refocused on against Minot. So it was good for us as a collective whole, kind of clear the air and move forward from the situation we were in.
The game against Minot State didn't go all that well. There were over 1,000 yards of total offense. Beavers gave up a lot of points. Thankfully, scored a lot of points. That game, though, turned the season around.
Right. At that particular point, the other 2 weeks, like the Augie game and the Mankato game, they had good ball clubs. Coming into the Minot game, like, I was probably more frustrated as a coach walking off the field after that. When the offense played well, we put up a bunch of points, but we did not play well defensively, and they hit every gadget play. They did a double reverse, a hook and ladder to a tight end, and we gave up every big play known to man. And I'm like, it was weird. I think half the group was really, really excited. The defensive group was like, what just happened? But it was still kind of the dominoes started falling. And I think after that game too, you saw a lot of guys that we just played, a lot of younger guys that game too. And you saw the evolution of, like, a Colton Herman was on the field. You started seeing these guys that were redshirt freshmen or sophomores. We just said, hey, we're going to start getting younger and start playing different guys. So I thought that was part of that game that led us to probably get some confidence later on in the year.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. We are the Beaver Radio Network.